Can I get a witness? Pastor Moore. Now I know God has been good to you. And I want you to play according to your faith, according to the love you have for the Lord. Let me hear you, preacher. Come on. Come on, get on there, preacher. Think about them times you were down and out and couldn't see your way, and how God stepped in your life and made a way out of no way.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
You see, a part of being a Christian is that you have to allow God to take this word off these pages and let him lodge them down in your spirit. If they would make reading your Bible illegal and took all the Bibles away, would you have any word to live on? Some people wouldn't have enough word to live on. They wouldn't know nothing. They wouldn't know nothing about God's will or anything because they don't have no word on the inside. All of us need to study the Word. We need to read the Word. We have daily Bible reading calendar that I gave all y'all at the beginning of the year. Dust them off, okay? Dust them off, get them back out, start reading again. See, that's a good habit to develop. Now, when the reading is by itself, it's not going to renew your mind, but reading is a starting point. Amen? Because you got to get into meditation. And then you got to believe and mix faith with what you read, meditate, and study. You got to mix faith with the Word. Everybody say mix faith with it. Faith. So you're not just reading just like you read a magazine. You know how you read a magazine, you read the story, and you get up and you leave, you don't even think about it no more? You can't do the Bible that way. You have to mix faith with what you've read. Everybody tell your neighbor, say you got to mix faith with the Word. Now, how many of y'all already know that? Now look at how many of y'all already knew that you got to mix faith with the Word. Now, when was the last time you mixed faith with what you read? See, just reading is not going to get it by itself. You got to take what you read and then meditate on it and then, I mean, put it into practice. You got to mix faith with it. And one way you mix faith with it is you got to confess the Word. Hebrews 10:23. Says, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. So a lot of Christians don't even have a confession of faith to hold fast to. A confession of faith is a promise that you have believed that hadn't materialized yet. That's why it's a confession of faith, because it hadn't happened yet. But most believers, now I'm not talking about in this church here, but a lot of believers everywhere, they don't have no confession of faith at all. They're not believing God for things that haven't happened yet. All they're doing is reporting the weather. Just talking about the circumstances and what's going on. But not having a faith declaration of what's going to be. You got to confess the Word. How you doing on confession? How often do I confess the Word, Pastor? Every day. Why? Because the devil talking to you every day. Anybody in here ever got a break from the devil? Anybody in here, the devil just take off a day? He there every day, trying to trip you up. So you have to be consistent, and you have to be diligent in that word. He's trying to put your light out, and he can't do it unless he can take the word from you. The word is a lamp for your feet, a light unto your path. Jesus said in Luke 4:4, Matthew 4:4, in both of them, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? That's what we're supposed to live by. So I'm asking you, are you living by the word? Are you letting the word guide your daily life? Are you being led by circumstances? Are you being led by your flesh? You examining yourself? You locating yourself? Now, I don't expect a lot of hollering and shouting on this here message here. It's all right if you're quiet. I know you're examining. You know, the doctor don't be talking to you while he's examining. He quiet a lot of times. Then he come out with the verdict. How many of you quiet when you're being examined? Most of you. So then you got to even go past that, talking about your word life. How much of the word are you doing? See, just knowing the word, it's not going to get it with God. Just having head knowledge is only going to make you proud of how many scriptures you can quote. It's how much you do that counts. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. I told you I'm going to tell you stuff you already heard. I want to stir you up by way of remembrance. You got to remember. You got to read. You got to meditate. You got to study. You got to confess. You got to mix faith with the word. Hallelujah. You got to be a doer of the word. So check out your word life. How you doing? And then you got to go one step beyond that. Then you got to teach it and preach it. You should be sharing the word with somebody. What good is it for you to have all that revelation knowledge you don't ever give to anybody? You sitting there on a powder keg of power and got your mouth closed. All that power that's right there, right in your mouth right there. You're supposed to tell somebody. There's so much darkness in our world today. People don't know the will of God. And we have the will of God. God has revealed his will to us, and we can't be silent. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be silent. Stop holding your revelation like you got something just between you and God. Well, the Lord revealed this to me, and it's just between me and him. No, it ain't. You ain't got no private revelation. If God showed it to you, he wants you to share it. And you have to use wisdom and timing on where you share it, but it's to be shared. Amen? Boy, y'all quiet in here today. I know this is a Holy Ghost church. All right, that's your word life. How's your word life? Where do you need to make an adjustment? Is it in your confession? Is it in mixing faith? Is it in reading? Is it in studying more? Where do you need to make the adjustment? If you're taking notes, write down where you need to make an adjustment. Write it down. I need to adjust this right here. Because at the end of this, we're going to give you know, the Holy Ghost is going to give you a little list, a game plan, so to speak, and you'll start working on it. And when you go home early in the morning, you'll start working on making these adjustments because God is aligning us with his will more perfectly. And when he does that, I'm going to tell you, greater blessing come. Amen. All right, number two. This is the second area, your prayer life. Your prayer life involves your fellowship and your communication with God. It is also a place of submission and humility before God. So the prayer is a place where you empty yourself of your own desire, your own will, and where you embrace the will of God. You know, one of the reasons why we pray is so that we can receive God's will. Not our will, but his will. Amen. Isn't that the way Jesus prayed? Not my will, your will be done. How many of y'all learned the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer? Your kingdom come, what? Thy will be done. See, ain't saying nothing about my will being done. See, we don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, let my will happen. Let my will be. Oh, Lord, just give me what I want. No. Prayer is a place where you lay your desire and your wish list. You lay it on the altar and you say, Lord, not what I want, but what you want. I'm reminding you of what you already know. So you say, Pastor, how often am I supposed to pray? Answer the question. All right, the Bible said pray without ceasing, right? Right? Jesus said men ought always pray and not faint. So prayer is something that you should be doing every day. How many of y'all prayed today? You don't have to show your hand, but did you pray today? How often do you pray? Do you pray a little bit? You pray 5 minutes out of a day? Well, that highly qualifies as always. So really what he's saying is that you need to always be in an attitude of prayer where you're communicating with God regularly. Tell your neighbor, say, communicate with the Lord regularly. That means you should be talking to him all day long. See, prayer is not something, a prayer you pray in the morning and live the rest of the day with no thought on God at all until you get ready to go to bed. That ain't prayer. Prayer is like if me and you was together all day long and me and you was constantly, if I carried you around on my job. Now, we may not be talking constantly, but I'm aware of your presence at all times. I know you're there with me. I know I can't go somewhere without you going with me. What if you followed me around every day? You think that would cramp my style? Cramp your style if you had to be with me all day long? Well, you would be more considerate of what you're doing, wouldn't you? Because you say, well, I'm with Pastor today. I'd be on my best behavior. Well, let me tell you, God, listen, God is far greater than me. You need to be on your best behavior anyway. Because you got a companion. You see, if you don't acknowledge that Jesus is in you, you're going to end up reprobate. Means you'll end up making decisions that take you plumb out of the will of God. Because you don't acknowledge that his presence is in you. You got to live with a consciousness of God. That God is with you everywhere you go. And you need to talk to him daily. Talk to him every day. And then you pray in the spirit. You pray with the understanding. Sometimes you got situations that life confronts you with that you just got to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then when God reveals his will, he give you what the understanding of what to pray. So when we're talking about prayer, prayer is so big, you know, we can't even cover all the things about it. But you got to pray in faith and not doubt, fear, and unbelief. Amen. How many of you know every kind of prayer has an element of faith in it? You cannot pray without believing that the Lord hears you. And that he will answer you. Hallelujah. So we touch and we take hold of the will of God in prayer. So I'm going to ask you again, how's your prayer life? What has God told you about prayer? Has God told you he want to meet with you at a certain time, at a certain place every day? What has he told you about prayer? Has he been silent on the subject? Well, tonight he's speaking. He ain't silent tonight. He wants your fellowship every day. Every day when you wake up, you need to pray. And then you need to pray all through the day. I don't have to wait to go get in a phone booth to call up heaven. He with me all the time. Father, that's how close he is. And he will hear your prayer of compassion. Hallelujah. How's your prayer life? You need any work on it? Get busy. Get busy working on it. Hallelujah. You're supposed to pray. Holler at your neighbor and say, pray.
Pray!
Hallelujah. And pray in faith. Don't be praying all that unbelief stuff. Well, I'm just a hoping and a praying. That ain't praying.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada.